Jesus Christ is a person. He was born into this world, a living, breathing human being. And we depend on the eyewitness testimony of his life and of his crucifixion and burial and his resurrection. Here's how John gives us the good news in his letter, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You see, Jesus isn't some sort of a myth or an idea or some kind of made-up individual. He was a human being. He came, he lived, he died, he was raised from the dead, and he lives with the Father now in another realm that we call heaven. And he has sent the Holy Spirit into the world to testify about him and to dwell within us so that we can have strength in following him and our joy may be full. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the fullness of joy that's in my life because of Jesus. I thank you that I have hope, hope that goes beyond this life, but keeps my eyes set on the eternal thing, life, with Jesus Christ forevermore. Amen.